This is an issue we've been working on since January, and we've just overnight established figures that'll make you shudder. The state government has wasted around $16 million trying to fix a system that wasn't broken, and now they've wasted that $16 million. It is broken. It is just farcical. This makes Yes Minister look sensible. Heidi Murphy's been working on it probably since January. Heidi, what have you got?
Neil, it's the Fines Victoria system. Remember, at the start of the year, Fines Victoria got launched. It was a whole new contractor. It was a whole new lot of back office stuff, the system that deals with all the fines and infringements, the police ones, the parking ones, the every fine that had to
come through the system. People were getting fined 6 months late.
Yeah, they were running really late with things. Initially, the department told us, not a problem, no issue, nothing to see here.
But my argument is people who shouldn't be on the road were on the road. And people who weren't on the road should have been on the road because their licences were being cancelled wrongly.
Yeah, all manner of muck-up and stuff-up. Eventually, the Attorney-General came on with you and said, yep, it was a mistake. Things have gone wrong. We're going to spend around $5 million fixing it. We're going to bring in a whole bunch of extra staff to clear backlogs, to get things working faster. We've discovered overnight that that repair bill is actually $16 million. $15.9 million is what they've had to pour in. The treasurer has this.
So they've mucked it up and they've got to spend $16 million fixing it.
Yeah, trying to fix it. And we still don't know if it is entirely fixed. Now, the treasurer's got a special little fund he can dip into for urgent and unexpected things. This $16 million has come out of that and gone to Fines Victoria to try to implement this system properly. Clear the backlogs, deal with whatever keeps going wrong inside the system that's created all the problems. We've had sheriffs sitting around. They're meant to do a million warrants, meant to action a million warrants in a year. In the past financial year, they did barely a third of that.
So does that mean that, 750,000 people are escaping without paying fines because the sheriff isn't going after them?
Yeah, if it's reached the point where the sheriff is supposed to go out after them, that's only happened in one-third of the cases over the past 12 months.
The audience has been leading us on this. Has anybody recently got a fine that goes back a long time? Parking fine, speeding fine, a couple of months? Because that'll establish whether the system's fixed. So they had a system that was working. They put in a new system which didn't work.
New system, new contractor. Yeah.
They've spent $16 million trying to fix that system that they mucked up when they put in to replace a system that was working.
Yep.
They've blown $16 million. And apart from that, about 750,000 people who should have been pursued by the sheriff haven't been.
Absolutely. We also don't
Who's accountable for this?
We also don't have still a full fix on the... They've got to clear infringements within 180 days. It's meant to be 180 days from the minute the traffic camera office photo arrives in their file and you get the fine and it's all sorted. 180 days is the target. They haven't met it over the 6 months to the middle of this year. They can't tell us, though, how much they've missed it by. Their annual report only has numbers up to March. It's meant to be to the end of the year. Their own system can't spit out the numbers for them to be able to tell us how big a drama it is.
Well, it's scandalous. Nobody's really jumping up and down about it, probably because it's not a vast amount of money. But $16 million, but gee, how many childcare places does that buy?
A fair few.
How many schools does it fund?
Fair few.
Okay, who's accountable? The Attorney General?
Yes, the Attorney General. We've contacted him. His office has told us to go to the department. Remember, you spoke to Emma Catford, the woman put
she
in
was
charge
acting, in fairness.
Of trying to clear this up. We are trying to speak to Emma today. We've got messages in with the Department of Justice, and the Shadow Attorney General might be available
John
to speak
Pursuta.
To us. Later.
I'm sure he will be. He should be. Thank you, Heidi Murphy, 96900 693 13 13 32. Anybody having trouble with fines? Goes back to January. Now, the implications of this, people have been driving who shouldn't have been driving, people who haven't been driving who should have been driving, fines have gone out months and months and months late after the date where they were supposed to start accumulating and going up. They said they would fix it, they haven't fixed it, it wasn't broken, it now is broken, they've blown $16 million and the sheriff hasn't nicked 750,000 people he should have nicked. 96900 69, and people would get on the phone, try to pay the fine, and can't. I mean, that's the real frustration. Yeah, I've got to sort it out. So it's affecting people's lives, and it's affecting your money. That's better. $16 million. We'll just put up taxes somewhere.